It's Tuesday, the 17th of December, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 6 p.m. news. Oshana Regional Police Commander Naftal Lungameni Zakaria has reported an increase in road accidents during the 2023-24 financial year compared to the period spanning 2022-2023.
Zakaria made the remarks during the launch of the Operation Festive Season 2024-2025 at Oshiko Road Traffic on Monday. He said the operation will strive to enhance crime, combating and improve traffic law enforcement in the region during the festive season. Zakaria further urged the members of the police force to work hard to ensure that crimes are kept and rooted out from the region, called on members of the public to work together with the Namibian police by reporting any suspicious movements in their surroundings. He added that although the region recorded a decrease in some of the crimes, there are still those that are on the rise and need urgent intervention by all stakeholders. Mariana Ampara reporting for Future Media on Dangwa.
The Cuban government has bestowed its highest national honor, the Order of José Martí, on President Nangolo Mbumba. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel presented the award during a ceremony in Havana, recognizing President Mbumba's contribution both before and after Namibia's independence. Mbumba becomes the third Namibian leader to receive the prestigious award, following founding President Sam Nujoma and the late President Hage Geingob, who was honored posthumously earlier this year. South Africa's Border Management Authority has recorded an increase in traveler movements across all ports of entry as the peak holiday season begins. The increase has resulted in long queues, especially at OR Tambo International Airport, one of SA's busiest entry and exit points, BMA's Meme Mokhotsi.
Our teams are on the ground working tirelessly to manage the flow of people and to ensure that everyone is assisted as quickly as possible. Travelers are also reminded to adhere to the ports of entry requirements and ensure that all necessary documentation is ready to expedite the processing.
The European Union has opened an investigation against TikTok and the role it played in the recent elections in Romania. The presidential race was annulled and delayed amid reports that Russia was using the social media site to influence voters, William Denzelow reports from Brussels.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that swift and firm action is needed when election interference is suspected. After ordering TikTok to freeze and preserve data at the start of the month, the EU has now launched an investigation into the Chinese company. TikTok suspected of breaching the EU's Digital Services Act by not mitigating risks when it comes to election integrity, especially during Romania's election. Nationalist NEU sceptic Calin Georgescu, surprise win in the first round of presidential voting was followed by an announcement from the country's intelligence service that they suspected Russia of using the platform to manipulate voters.
And a Brazilian judge has ordered Adele's 2015 song Million Years Ago to be removed globally over a plagiarism claim by composer Toninho Gerais. He alleges the track copied his samba classic Mulheres. Adele's labels face fines of $143,000 per act of non-compliance, while Gerais seeks royalties, damages and songwriting credit. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.